My name is Kyle Bogner, and I'm interviewing my dad, Jeff Gibson. What did your life look like growing up? This can include family, school, and sports.
My life growing up, I had a mother and a father, and a sister, and myself. It was just the four of us. We lived in a small ranch home in Virginia, and parents were blue collar, so not a lot of money in the beginning of life, and spent a lot of time outside, running around in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
We had canoes and rafts. I bought a raft with paper route money, and we had traps. We used to catch muskrat, so we could take our rifles to school, and then go get the muskrats at the end of the day.
Definitely not like today.
Not like today. I was heavily into sports. Bubba, your grandfather, had me do everything from wrestling. I think I started at five. Started wrestling all the way through high school. We played football, soccer, baseball, track, cross country, which was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah, cross country and track were my favorite. And then the wrestling. Always doing something with Bubba around the house.
Yeah.
Always had some sort of projects going. So we constantly working, which was good. Now, I look back now, then I hated it. I wanted to be out playing.
Yeah.
So.
What was the craziest job he had you doing?
The craziest job he had me doing. He was afraid of snakes. So he would send me under the house. It was a crawl space, so it was only, you had to crawl on your belly to get under the house. And Bubba didn't like squeaks on the floor. So I'd have to go under the house with 2x4s and a hammer in the middle of the summer. And he would stand on the squeak. And then I would bang in the 2x4 where he was standing, until the squeak went away. But there were snakes under the house, and so he didn't, it scared him.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You want to know more about sports, or?
You can go into depth on whatever you want, whatever impacted you.
Oh. So, I'm trying to think how old I was. I was sixth grade, so 11. Yeah, I was 11. Bubba was training for a marathon, and I just wanted to go run with him, but I had never really run before. And he told me if I could go out and run, there was a loop that he would run 6 miles. He says, you can run the loop nonstop, then you can start training with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out that night and I ran the loop nonstop. And we just start running after that. And
so that's how you got into running?
So I got out and running, yeah. Gotcha. I just wanted to run with him. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. Yep. He always made me run in the gutter. He ran on the flat, I had to run the gutter.
What kind of music did you listen to growing up? And like, what was popular? Like, were you following the norms, or were you kind of?
You know, when I was really, you know, before high school, I listened to whatever Bubba and Juju had playing. But then in high school, I started listening to new wave and punk rock, and that wasn't very popular. You know, pop was is always the popular music. But this was alternative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody had blue hair or eyeliner, or they dressed differently. I guess they would call them goth now.
Yeah.
So, but I look like a pirate.
That's funny.
That's who I look like.
What was the worst job you ever did? Just not so much including what your father had to do, just in general.
In life?
Yeah, just in life.
There was...
Sorry.
There was a... So in the Marines, during Desert Storm, we had to go and we were searching for fiber optic cables, which is what the Iraqis were using to communicate from headquarters out to wherever they were trying to command.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to dig a hole, and we lived in this hole, and it was only, you know, we would live in this thing during the day, and then at night we would come out and go in the desert looking for this cable.
Yeah.
And it was hot and sweaty and stinky, and we were there for 2 weeks, and we had to go to the bathroom in these hefty bags, and that was just a mess.
That's crazy. I thought for sure you were going to say the shipyard.
Well, the shipyard, that was a tough job, but I could always go home after.
That's true.
You know, I was stuck there for 2 weeks. And then when we got the helicopter, the hefty bags exploded, and all the content in it went everywhere. So that was a bad job.
That sucks.
Yeah.
What struggles did you go through to get where you are currently in career and just in life in general?
So I stuttered all the way up into middle school, and I have dyslexia that nobody realized I had dyslexia until I was joined the Marines. And so I was always, he's a nice boy, but he's not a very bright boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I told everybody I want to be a pilot, everybody said, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. And then I joined the Marines, and they go, no, you're not smart enough to join, not smart enough to fly airplanes, so they wouldn't let me fly. But I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and finally, you know, I went down to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And flew.
Got that job.
Got that job down there in Puerto Rico, where the airplanes weren't very safe.
Got the cockpit caught on fire.
Yep. A couple of fires, a lot of engine failures, gear collapse.
Makes you a better pilot, though.
Yeah, yep. But that, just getting to this job, everybody said, you'll never make it, you'll never make it, you'll never make it.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
You just keep doing it. You just keep going. And every time I would get one in place, the door would shut, and I just have to sidestep to a new door.
Yeah, that's it gets crazy. Not a lot of people can do that.
Yeah. Well, they just won't.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult. And people don't like difficulties.
True. What made you join the military, and why the Marines specifically?
Because I wanted to fly airplanes, and the Marine Corps, they're the best, so that helps. they also, I was told, they are the dumbest, so I had a good chance. That's what I was told.
Crayon eaters.
Yeah, we're crayon eaters. That's right. But I find that some of the smartest guys I've ever met in my entire life were Marines. So, but yeah, that's why I wanted to fly airplanes.
Did you? How did you feel when they told you you couldn't fly?
I was mad. I was shocked. I was scared because I had already signed a contract and they already owned me. But then after being in the Corps and actually doing my job, I really had a good time. And I was planning on staying until the parachute accident.
Yeah.
So I was going to stay longer. I had kind of forgotten about the whole flying thing. But Margraf, you ever hear the story about
Margraf? Yeah,
So Margraf had passed away. But before he had passed, he says, we're going to go be pilots back down in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I got hurt. And he was dead. I'm like, well, I guess I have to go do this.
Yeah.
So he was that promise that we made to each other kind of helped push me forward.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
What did you do in the Marines? What was your job specifically?
I was 0321, which is Force Recon, which is a special operation unit. At the time I was in the Corps, and I think up until probably just after 9/11, there was only 300 active duty Force Recon Marines at any one time in the Corps. I think now there's probably 500, maybe 600 now, active duty. But my job was to infiltrate in behind enemy lines and send back information to the force commander. And we could either send back pictures, or we could send radio transmissions back. A lot of times when we were pushed forward, the commander would need something done, so we would go in and blow something up, or we would grab somebody of high value and bring them back out. And then we also had other jobs. After a bombing or something like that, we would go in and do a post reconnaissance, and that way they would know what did it work, did it didn't work, you know, what were the casualties, how many dead, things like that. So we get to jump out of airplanes and scuba. So we would swim up out of a sub, and then we get to shoot a lot of stuff and blow stuff up. It was a great job for a young man.
I bet.
Yeah, met a lot of smart guys, a lot of good guys.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What experiences or aspects of the military did you enjoy?
The camaraderie, which I loved the most, because you always had your buddies close to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was really no wars going on at the time. We had a lot of small things going on, but nothing like what's going on now. So we were always going to a school, some sort of school. Like, we'd go to Ranger School, or we went to Jump School, Halo School.
What was the hardest school for you?
Dive school was hard, because they were underwater all the time, and they were just beating you. They'd literally beat you up. They'd take your air. Our goggles were taped over, so we couldn't see anything. If you showed, if you put one foot on the bottom of the pool after they beat you up, spun you around, then you would fail. So it was a very hard school.
That's great. That takes heart to finish.
Yeah, your natural instincts as a mammal is to get air, and so that it was hard. A lot of guys had to come back two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
So I lucked out. I made it through the first time. But that was the hardest school.
Nice.
Yeah. The question.
It was
camaraderie. Love the camaraderie. I had a hard time with that when I got out of the Corps, for a long time, not dealing with civilians who just don't care about doing their job.
Yeah.
Or they would just do it, but it was a half-assed job. It wasn't. They didn't put the job first. They didn't. They would go and eat, or we didn't have email and stuff like that, but they would go talk to each other instead of doing the job. And I had a hard time with that, being in the Corps. We were always mission first. But it taught me to never quit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yep. It made me realize that just because you look a certain way, like a big giant bodybuilder or like a superhero, those guys usually aren't the hardest guys.
Yeah.
It's usually the guy that you would least expect. He turns out to be the hero.
That's really cool.
Yeah, the opportunities I think that the military gives me or gave me by just sending me around the world and learning that way, I thought was awesome. I think a lot of people don't learn the traditional way that schools teach.
Yeah.
And schools don't really have an opportunity to teach any other way, because they have to get you from point A to point B quickly. But the military, the experiences that you get teach you a lot.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
How did you, if at all, how did the military help you get to where you are today? Like, what did it teach you?
With flying?
Not even exactly with flying, just in general. It could be about flying, but it could not be.
Yeah.
I know you said, like, never quit.
Right. So, even though I didn't fly in the Corps, being with Force Recon, it taught us to always push forward, never accept failure, because there's always a way to get the job done. So I got out of the Corps. I had a broken back, broken hip, and they gave me some money, and I went to flight school. And usually it takes guys 6 months to get through flight school, and I did it in less than two.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was flying three times a day.
Yeah.
I was taking as many tests as I could. I was just worked harder than the other kids because I was a little older, and I knew that I needed to hurry up and start flying to build flight time so I can get a job.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you could go back and change anything from your past, would you, and why?
I don't think I would have been showing off on that parachute joint. lately here in life, my body hurts. Hitting the ground at 60-some-odd miles an hour hurts. That is probably the only thing I would change. Everything else... You know, I've always tried to do the right thing as a kid or even as a young man, even now. It doesn't always work out that way, but I always try.
That's really good.
Yeah, I always try to do the best, make the best decisions. So I don't know if I would change anything because you always learn from your failures.
Especially failures, yeah.
You don't really learn from when things go easy. You only learn when things are tough. Because that's when you really get to see who you are. And you can make...
Okay, Mom.
No, I wouldn't change anything. Other than maybe the don't show off and when you have a parachute on your back.
Especially you're in high stakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you happy with where you are today? And did you expect to get this far in life?
I never expected to get this far. I'm ecstatic. I never thought I'd have a son like you or Connor and have a wife like Mom. Never expected that. So I watch you guys and I get excited for you because I know what your futures, the possibilities of what your futures are and what you guys can do. But no, I never expected, financially I never expected to be here. My career, I never expected to be here. So, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm tickled to death.
That's really good.
Yeah.
What was the craziest thing you've ever done? Or what the craziest thing that's ever happened to you?
There's a lot of crazy/stupid things. Running with the Bulls, that was always a highlight.
You know, getting thrown over the wall.
Getting picked up by the bull and thrown over an 8-foot wall or 6-foot, 8-foot, I think it was 8 feet, landing on my head. That was always fun. This is so many different crazy things. I don't know. There's a lot of stupid stories.
Like especially, especially when you were a kid and you would you would raft up to the. Didn't you say you'd raft up to like?
Yeah, we would canoe over to the Army base.
Yeah.
So we would take our BB guns and jump in our canoes. We'd cami up, and we would sneak onto the Army base, which was just up the river, and we would crawl through the grass. And then we would shoot the officers with our BB guns. We would shoot their beer mugs.
I couldn't imagine doing something like that today.
Yeah, no. Well, you probably... No, it wasn't. They trained me for the Marines. Yeah.
That's really funny.
I don't think Bill and Juju even know about that.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the questions I have. So.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah, thanks for letting me interview you.
You're very welcome. Anytime. That was fun.